It is a beautiful afternoon in the Fun Fly Zone, one of my favorite venues at Oshkosh. But, you know, I say that at every venue I go to because they're all my favorite. I mean, they're all so great.
This is your favorite place, Jeff. Come on, tell
my
the truth.
My favorite place? I do love it down here. I love looking to my right, and I hear these turbine engines, and I think, oh, I'm going to see some kind of jet fly by. And it's a single-seat helicopter.
It's a single-seat turbine helicopter.
Like, okay.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Such variety down here. There's such cool flying machines.
Home-built single-engine helicopter with a turbine engine. I mean, you know, it just blows your mind.
It doesn't get any better than that. You need one.
I need one. I need one of each.
You
one
do.
Of everything.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, Tim Bogenhagen is the manager of a number of things at EAA year-round. And this week, this is his baby down here, the Fun Fly Zone. And you have organized a couple of guests to talk to us that are important to the community. What do we have up?
Super awesome. We got Artie Trost up next, who's on a journey that many would, I think, dream about but never undertake. But Artie has undertaken it. Artie, tell me what your journey is.
Well, I decided I wanted to fly the perimeter of the contiguous United States. And one way to do it was to make sure I touched down at Oshkosh on the way. So I left Oregon, my home base, flew south along the West Coast, then east along the Mexican and then, you know, the border perimeter to Florida, then north up to Maine, and then west here to Oshkosh, and here I am.
And people may say, well, okay, well, that's not a big deal, but we should talk about what your aircraft is, because that's a big deal.
It's a light sport, special light sport aircraft, an Aeroprat, which is manufactured in Ukraine. It's a two-seat, side-by-side, high-wing with a Rotax 912 100-horse engine.
So are you doing this journey by yourself?
I am not. Most of the way, I'm flying with a fellow who's also flying an Aeroprat, although he's got one that's a little bit more streamlined, faster than I. And it's really kind of neat the way it's worked out. He has a much higher risk tolerance than I do. My personal minimums are quite a bit lower than his.
So he follows you?
No. We split up.
Oh.
When he wants to scud run, I just say, see you tomorrow night. And it works fine. So when we left Oregon, he really wanted to fly the coast. I love flying the coast. It was marginal VFR. I don't fly marginal VFR, so I flew inland for a day. He flew the coast for a day. We met up in southern Oregon.
Very cool. And Artie, for our listeners, you're a gal.
I am.
Yeah. And what do you do in, where you hail from, Portland or
well,
what area?
Well, I've lived in Oregon for 47 years. So basically that's home.
Okay. And what inspired you to do this journey? I mean, you've been coming here many years, correct?
No, actually, I've only been to Oshkosh once. In the past, yeah.
But tell about how you got here that time.
Well, that time I flew a sport, light sport aircraft that's open cockpit, and I flew here in 2011. But probably what you're referring to, Tim, is I flew a Maxair Drifter, which is a experimental light sport open cockpit tail dragger to Sun and Fun, and that was a 7 weeks round trip. And I think after that, I sort of somewhere decided I was someday going to fly all the way around the United States. And
here
finally
you are.
It happened. Right.
Someday is now.
That's right.
When did you leave Portland? Like, what date did you leave Portland?
Oh, I left on Wednesday, June 14th.
June 14th.
And I arrived here on July 15th.
So a month to get there to here.
Right.
So you've been here now volunteering in the area, hanging out having a good time.
Having a great time.
So what's after this then? What about after adventure? What's next?
So Dennis and I will be flying across the border, the Canadian border, to Washington and then south back to Oregon. So we haven't yet decided on a route. I know we're going to try and stick as close as possible to the Canadian border. He really wants to see Glacier and fly over Glacier.
Sure.
I'm
not wonderful
as excited about that. But
I have flown that route in low-powered aircraft, and there is a low-level route through Montana towards Kalispell there. There's a pass, and it's pretty low.
That's my understanding. So yeah. I bought my Aeroprat in Ohio, and Dennis volunteered to come up, and I had never flown a two-seater or a side-by-side. So he actually flew to Ohio Commercial, and we flew over the Rockies from Ohio to Oregon. And I have to tell you, it was terrifying because we did not choose a low pass.
Okay.
And we were up at like 11.5.
It's challenging, yeah.
It was so scary, so scary.
Well, it can be done in Montana. The thing we have to hope for, of course, is the fires, the smoke from the fires.
Yes.
They can be bad in Montana, and now all the Canadian fires and all that smoke. That would be your probably only challenge.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's your best case estimate? Like, you'll be home when?
You know, we're trying not to do a get-there-itis.
Yeah.
And we might spend a day or two in Glacier. That's one thing Dennis taught me, was that you don't have to just fly. And so we went in Florida. We took a day and swam with the manatees. We took a day up in upper New York and went and saw Niagara Falls. So we might just have fun on the way home. My guess is somewhere between 5 and 7 days to get back to Oregon.
Well, there's Yellowstone, too.
Exactly.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of things to see on that trip.
Right.
What an
Devil's
adventure.
Tower.
How your aircraft, your LSA, has it given you any trouble?
I had a knock when I would get above about 8,000 feet, and it was intermittent, and I never knew what was the matter, and checked with a lot of people, and was scared, really nervous, so I was staying lower, wasn't willing to fly above 7,500, and then I stopped at South Mississippi Light Aircraft with Ronnie and Morris Smith. Morris took off the cowling, took one look and said, here's your problem. And it was an enricher valve that was put in incorrectly.
Oh, well,
and
that,
180 degrees.
Oh, I'll do it.
In the wrong direction. He changed it. I haven't had a problem since.
Wow.
That's awesome. Isn't it cool to be on the road and have a community?
Oh, it's amazing. Just, we've had so many people that have helped us out along the way, invite us in. My son is a police officer, and when he hears that I'm staying with complete strangers, it freaks him out. And I say, hey, they're pilots.
Yeah.
And most of them are EAA pilots. And he goes,
it's a special community.
He says, but that doesn't make any difference. There can be pilots that are bad people. I said, well, that may be, but I still stay
but
with them.
But we haven't met any of them yet,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
And we've been doing
exactly
it for how many years?
Now, you're camping here. You got a tent pinched underneath your airplane, so you camp here. Was there other places along the way that you camped?
So we had intended to camp almost the whole way, but the heat dome was so severe that we stayed with friends or people who invited us in, or we motelled it. And we camped occasionally. As a matter of fact, we stayed in FBOs as well.
Oh, sure.
And at one place in California, we got in on a Friday night about 7:30. The airport was deserted. So Dennis set his tent up on the deck. I went and took my sleeping bag into the FBO. And about 6:30, 6:45 in the morning, I'm awakened by this guy shouting at me. I mean, shouting. Who the hell are you? What do you think you're doing? Why are you here? I'm going to call the police. And I wake up. And he's videotaping me. I mean, it was like I've never, ever, in all the FBOs I've slept in, never had that kind of reaction. And I immediately, I'm sorry. I'll get my stuff. I'll put it in my plane. And he said, you're what? I said, my plane. It's the orange one out there. And you could see it from the FBO. He said, you're a pilot? And I said, yes, that's my plane. And he apologized profusely and said, we've been having a lot of problems with homeless. And that's what he thought I was. And as soon as he found out I was a pilot, had a plane there, go back to sleep. We won't bother you. It's okay. As nice as could be.
They probably have cameras, and they probably, were reacting to that. But you know what? There's a lot of FBOs around the country that are very welcoming to people to sleep in the lobby or in their little pilot bunk room.
Absolutely.
So
and I have slept in a lot of FBOs. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So how many hours has the journey been so far for you?
102.5 hours.
102.5 flying hours.
Right.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you haven't been doing much flying in the show.
You're
probably
have to be honest,
looking forward to a break.
I said I am so tired of flying that I have not moved my plane since I landed. Now I'm ready to go again. But no, I have not been doing any flying since I've been here.
Well, and you're under your wing, so you have nice shade part of the time.
That's right.
Well, you're an inspiration, Artie. Oh. Gal. I can't say enough about you. And
so I will tell you, since you're too polite to ask, December 7th, I can become an official member of the United Flying Octogenarians.
Wow. And for those that don't know, that's 80 years old.
Wow.
You have to be 80 years old to be a member of that club.
Really?
Yes. Really.
Okay. It's very hard to believe. You might have to show some ID.
Right? You're doing pretty darn good. And you are an inspiration. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming to Oshkosh and sharing it with us.
Yeah. Thank you for inviting me.
Artie, and good luck on your journey home. I hope it's a wonderful, fun, as much fun as it's been so far.
Thank you.
Should be. Tim, we're gonna take another break, and then I think we're going to talk to it's another gal, right?
Yeah, Elena Scott.
We've got a whole lineup of gals today, and you know, it's a great community for everybody, and a lot of women in aviation are choosing to do some of this fun stuff, so we're going to talk about that. J-Mont-G, we're on the fly at the Fun Fly Zone. Hang on, we'll be right back. You're listening to EA Radio.